You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, everybody, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Please follow me on Twitter. Got a lot to talk about. Apparently, men, if they have an STD, may actually have a smell to them. So women may be able to take a whiff of the man who they're dating and be able to tell if they have an STD. We'll talk a little bit more about that. I know I thought that story was a little weird, too. Just a touch bit weird. All right. We're also going to be talking about the shooting that happened in L.A. Going to talk a little bit more about the Virginia Tech shooter, who he was and where he came from. Also, apparently a young girl was treated in the emergency room for a simple leg infection. It turned out to be a deadly blood clot. I want to review with you guys how to spot blood clots and, you know, when to not let an emergency room discharge you. Also, looks like scientists are now saying, nah, vitamin D doesn't do anything when it comes to cancer. So, nah, no worries. What? All right, they need to make their minds up with this whole vitamin D thing, because here I am telling everybody to take vitamin D. I'm telling everybody to, you know, bone up on it, so to speak, and they're saying, no, maybe it doesn't matter. So as you can see, very, very juicy show. A lot to talk about today on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but of course the most juicy are your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Now, I'm looking at this story right now where a woman was caught making meth inside of a Walmart. This is now a Tulsa Walmart. Is it me or is Walmart in the news day after day? Or just maybe most people enter a Walmart for some reason. Well, anyway, Elizabeth Alicia Greta Half Moon, also known as Alicia Half Moon, 45 years old, was arrested for trying to manufacture meth at the 81st and Lewis store in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Surveillance footage showed that she entered the store at noon, and when security officers noticed she was still there 6 hours later, acting suspiciously, they called the police. Really, 6 hours later, right? Apparently, she was too broke to buy the chemicals, so she tried to mix and make the meth at Walmart. Now, I think she had sulfuric acid. I don't think you could buy sulfuric acid at Walmart. Maybe she had it. And then she used starter fluid. I don't know how to make meth. I don't know anything about it. Maybe some of you guys know what this means. But anyway, customers were horrified when they heard what happened. She was with her one-year-old son. I don't know what he did for 6 hours. Anyway, he was in tears when she was getting hauled off. She did receive burn. Well, actually, an officer received burns to his hands after the mixture burned through his gloves when he was handling the meth. Oh, my gosh, this woman's a kook. Anyway, all right, so if you see somebody just, you know, suspicious and kind of walking around your Walmart store and, you know, with acid and, you know, I guess that's, they could be making meth. poor Walmart, I tell you. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI and hear what messages we have. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, D squared. Got a question.
I
want your opinion. Article that you were discussing and reading about marathon runners in your heart. I happen to be a marathon runner myself. I run a lot more mini marathons than I do marathons. On my mom's side, heart disease does run in the family. Heart disease took my mom's life. Mm-hmm. She had congestive heart failure. I'm in my early 40s. I'm on lisinopril to control my high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with regards to running and the things about your heart, I know that, you know, your body is magnificent. I'm telling you when it's had enough. You know, I know I can run a mini marathon, no problems, don't have any issues. But, boy, when you add another 13 miles onto that and you're running a full-blown 26-miler, believe me, at the 20th mile, my body said it had enough. And so I had to walk, you know, 4 or 5 minutes just to catch my breath and
I
get my wits about me. But I was, you know, able to finish the race. Now, my at-rest heart rate is about 43.
Okay.
Now, you know, with my heart being strengthening because of the cardiovascular exercise I'm getting, is that going to put me at less risk for heart disease? And do you think eventually maybe I might be able to get off of my high blood pressure?
The lisinopril. Okay.
Just kind of curious. Thanks for your time.
No, thanks for your call and your question. No, thank you. I got you on that. All right, so a lot of you that are marathon runners and athletes, your heart rate, your resting heart rate will be low. And a lot of us doctors, we kind of like that. You know, when we see your resting heart rate low, that means, yes, you've been pretty active, pretty conditioned. In your 40s, though, when you're in the 40s, sometimes we do like to still do a stress test and make sure your heart can still mount an appropriate response and become tachycardic if you ever need to increase your cardiac output. So a lot of times we'll still evaluate you even if your heart rate's low and even if you are an athlete, because sometimes a low heart rate could be a cause of something else. So we don't, you know, even though you are athletic, we still have to make sure we're not missing something else. Now, what this caller was referring to was that study where marathon runners was found to have some fibrosis scarring in the myocardium, the heart muscle, as well as some right ventricular function deficits immediately after the marathon, but then they seem to regain most of their ejection fraction of the right ventricle, which pumps blood into the lungs. And so, you know, doctors or scientists are now kind of looking into, all right, you know, what's going on with these marathon runners? Will it hurt the heart? And we think, yeah, there could be a little bit of damage. But here's the thing. The fact that you've been exercising puts you already far ahead of most of the other people that are couch potatoes. You just want to make sure you aren't pushing. I mean, you did a 20-mile marathon. You just want to make sure you aren't pushing your heart too hard. So I'd still recommend have a heart doctor keep an eye on you. Do a stress test. Follow his recommendations. Now, the lisinopril, that's a whole other story. If you're taking high blood pressure because you're overweight or because you do meth or because you're an alcoholic or because you have kidney disease, you know, there's various reasons why people have high blood pressure. But the majority of us with high blood pressure, we have it because of something genetic. We could be very slim. We could be very in shape. But there's something to our system that doesn't allow us to maintain our blood pressure. We'll have to talk about that after the break. So, all right, just stay tuned. I also want to talk about a psychologist actually faked a robbery and a rape just so her husband would move her to a better neighborhood. Coming back on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to be honest with you. Commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in and staying with us. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so, we were it was interesting. The last call message that we got regarding that marathon runner, gentleman who looks like takes lisinopril for high blood pressure and asks, would I be able to go off of it? This is something that patients and listeners always ask me. When can I go off the medication? If I'm doing everything right? When can I go off the medication? And, if logic dictates, you should. If you're doing everything right and you're, keeping a healthy lifestyle, then your reward, your bonus should be you should get off the medicine because medicine is for sick people, right? If you have to take a high blood pressure medication and a diabetic medication, a cholesterol medication, you're supposed to be a healthy individual. You're living a healthy life. Why are you taking three medications? Right? If you're doing what you're supposed to, you should be rewarded by not having to take a medication. I agree with you. I wish that was true, but it's not. I really wish it was true. I can't tell you how many people, they do everything possible to be healthy. They eat right. They exercise. They do everything. And we can't take them off their blood pressure medicine. We can't stop their cholesterol medicine. We can't stop their diabetic medication. And a lot of it is genetics. When you have a very heavy family history of diabetes, a very heavy family history of high blood pressure, heart disease, etc., you inherited bad genes. We can't choose our parents. A lot of us want to choose our parents, but we can't. Okay, you can't change that. You can't change your genetics. Now, you can change if the genetics, you know, are going to get you. Like, for example, if you're at high risk for colon cancer, like I am, we have it in both sides of family, then I get my butt into the gastroenterologist, I get a colonoscopy, and I get those polyps removed. Hubby had his colonoscopy today in his upper GI, upper endoscopy. So he's not feeling too good. He's kind of, you know, I mean, he woke up after the propofol because he was surprised by that. Have any of you guys ever been given propofol? You know, I know everyone's calling it the Michael Jackson drug, but it's not the Michael Jackson drug. Michael Jackson didn't design it. He used it for sleep. Not a good sleep. You use it to induce sleep for you to be unconscious during a procedure, but you don't feel well rested. After that propofol, you got to go home and go to bed. And then some people kind of get this hangover headache. Me, I didn't get a hangover, but I got really giddy and giggly and whatever. So anyway, hubby's kind of, feeling groggy today. But he did okay. But, you go get a colonoscopy, get those polyps taken out. So even if you have bad genes, you know, there are still things you could do preventatively. All right, so what do I do with my patients who want to get off their blood pressure medicine? They said they were good. I've been good, Dr. Dolly. Please take me off my medication. Don't I deserve it? Yeah, you deserve it, but keep in mind your blood pressure may be high not because of something you did. Like I was saying before the break, let's say you take speed or you take diet pills, meth, whatever, all right? Smoke. And your blood pressure goes up and your heart rate goes up and you stop doing that. The heart rate goes down and the blood pressure goes down. All right, great. That was something environmental. You stopped. Yes, you could go off your blood pressure medicine. All right. But how many of you do nothing like that? You're living a good lifestyle and your blood pressure is high. Well, there's other reasons for blood pressure. We've reviewed this a lot on the show, so I won't go into too much detail, but quick review, all right? We talk about this all the time. One of the very first blood pressure medications was a diuretic. We used that medicine in FDR to dehydrate you. If you urinate more fluid and you're dehydrated, less fluid going down the pipe, less blood pressure. So, you know, I practice in Las Vegas, Nevada, Southern Nevada. All right, we're in the desert. I really don't have a lot of fluid overloaded patients. Sometimes we notice these diuretics work well with other medicines, so we do. But that usually isn't my first choice for any of my patients living in the desert because we're trying to hydrate them. All right, second medicine that came out was the beta blocker, where your heart rate is fast. This caller from right before the break had a heart rate of 43. Well, normal heart rate is between 65 and 80. You know, 65 and 80, 70 and 80 is even better. Okay, 70 to 80 is easier to remember. So if your heart rate's in the 90s, and we lower your heart rate from the 90s to the 70s, and notice your blood pressure dropped, then your blood pressure was high because of the high heart rate. Sometimes the heart rate is high because you have a thyroid condition, or because, like I said, you smoke, drink a lot of caffeine, use stimulants. But if none of those are going on and your heart rate's high, you're probably going to have to stay on the medicine because there's nothing environmental you could stop. The third type of medication that came out was the calcium channel blockers. You have regular amount of fluid going down the pipe, regular amount of heart rate, but when that heart beat and contracted, it beats against a stiffer pipe. These medicines relax the pipe. Okay, they increase vascular compliance, decrease vascular resistance. Nice, very nice. They kind of relax the vessels, blood pressure falls nicely. There's not a lot you could do if you have stiffer pipes. There's not a lot you could do. You could eat, you know, maybe there's some vitamins you could take, but I mean, this is more of a genetic thing. If you're, you know, vessels are designed to start getting a little stiff, there's not a lot you could do on your own. That wasn't your fault. That was something that, again, your body was designed to do. And of course, the side effect of those calcium channel blockers is you sometimes get a little swelling. Some of you on Norvasc, amlodipine, Cardizem, Tyzak, you probably notice in the morning your ankles look good, but by the end of the day, your ankles swell a little bit. That could be your blood pressure medicine. Get that checked. Then the next group of blood pressure medicine, the ACE inhibitors, that's the lisinopril, the benazepril, the ramipril, anything that ends in ill. That medicine is designed to kind of stop this pathway of hormones given off by the kidneys. What your kidneys are supposed to do, and again, I know we've talked about this on the show, but for new listeners, I want to educate you on this. All right, your kidneys are designed, again, to boost that blood pressure if something's wrong. Well, what could go wrong? Let's say you're shot, okay? Like the stupid Hollywood shooter today that was running around, you know, shooting people and hit one in the jaw in Hollywood. Anyway, you start to bleed. Your body, your kidneys notice less blood is coming to them. So they immediately start this angiotensin renin system to tighten everything up, and they tighten the blood vessel up and increase your blood pressure to kind of have you hold on long enough till you get a transfusion. A lot of times you don't, you know, then sometimes you do. So this system sometimes goes kooky in people with genetic blood pressure. This is, if your blood pressure just spikes, like if you have this white coat hypertension or you get nervous and your blood pressure shoots up, it's your angiotensin system. It wouldn't be that you're fluid overloaded. It wouldn't be that all of a sudden your vessels stiffen. All right. Yes, heart rate going up could be a part of it too. But usually if you're a spiker, it's because of the angiotensin system. So we use those ill medicines like Sinopril, Zestril, Benazepril, etc. to block that system. A side effect of those is a cough. A lot of you on those medicines, you're you know, doing that kind of stuff all day. I could tell what blood pressure medicine you're on when you're sitting in the waiting room. Because you're like, I'm like, shut up. All right, so I take you off the ill medicine, and then we put you on like an ARB, which is a fancier one, angiotensin renin blocker that stops the cascade in a little different area but doesn't induce your bradykinins, which make you cough. All right, I know I didn't want to go into that whole lecture, but so as you see, you could be eating your vegetables. You could be cutting back on your salt. Now, why do we tell you to cut back on your salt? Well, let's go back to the fluid overload. All right? Remember we were talking about how FDR, we gave him a diuretic, right, to decrease the amount of fluid? You will increase your fluid volume if you increase salt. I don't know if this was the hour we talked about yesterday. We were talking about diabetes, where one of the signs of diabetes is you get thirsty. So the more sugary you are, the more your body wants to draw in water, draw in fluid to neutralize. Same thing with salt. You eat more salt, your body wants to draw in fluid, your blood pressure go up. So that's why we salt restrict. But, you know, studies years ago came out saying, salt restriction may not be for every blood pressure patient. Well, duh, of course it isn't. You know, because some people aren't fluid overloaders, I call them. Some people have an angiotensin, renin system, etc. So if you're doing everything you're supposed to and you still have high blood pressure, it's a genetic issue. And keep in mind, our bodies are designed to get old. All right? We see little kids running around and playing and getting mad, and their blood pressure doesn't get, you know, go up. They eat bubble gum and cotton candy and eat all sorts of crap, and their sugar doesn't seem to go up. Yet with us, we do any of that. Oh my gosh! You know, we can't eat this because our cholesterol will go up, our sugar will go up, our blood pressure will go up. As we age, our mechanisms just, you know, don't seem to be as tight like they need to be. So sometimes you just can't fight aging. And I really feel bad that some of you are on 3-4 medications who shouldn't be, because, I mean, in theory, because you are not the couch potato overeating, you know, wreaking havoc on your body. You're actually trying to do good. And I feel bad for you guys because, you know, you should be rewarded. You shouldn't be penalized by having to be on a medicine for life and having to pay for it. But listen, your body has a destruct mechanism, and we in the medical field are trying to slow that destruct medicine down and, you know, prevent you from going to, you know, nature taking you any quicker than they need to. And yeah, some of you will have to be on a blood pressure medicine for life. Some of you have to be. But it doesn't mean you did anything wrong. Don't think of it as a punishment, okay? It's just your body needs some fine-tuning, okay? You know, sometimes you have to replace, you know, spark plugs. Sometimes you have to rotate the tires. You know, in this particular place, you kind of need those medicines to keep you going. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about Jerry Sandusky's latest victim, the psychologist who pretended to be raped, and more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas sun dehydrating and preparedness kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life. life and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Looks like I'm reading this right now. If you declaw your cat in the country of Israel, beautiful country, by the way, I love Israel, you will face up to a year in prison and a $20,000 fine. Looks like a bill just got passed that bans the declawing of cats with some seriously stiff penalties. They say about 24% of cats are in America have been declawed, but doing so is illegal in Europe, Australia, Brazil. Wow. The procedure is actually called an onchectomy. Onch is your nails. So if you, let's say, have a toenail fungus, right, we call it onchomycosis. Okay, mycosis is fungus of the onchios, right? Onchi, O-N-Y-C-H-E, onchi like donkey, except it's spelled differently, is nail. So it's called an onchiectomy when you have your nail removed, okay? And for the cat, it's usually their toe joint, including some of the bone that's there. And it's kind of like taking your finger, they say in this article, like your fingertips getting chopped off. I just thought it was like a little baby claw that just slides out of socket, but it doesn't. It looks like some of the bone also comes out. Now, I know a lot of people, they have young kids. Some cats, you know, will scratch, you know, some are very big scratchers. I don't believe in decline the cats. I don't believe in that for, especially, you know, to save your furniture, et cetera. But I have known many families where they have a young kid and these cats jump into the crib or they, jump into the carriage and scratch the baby's face. And of course, you know, that, then you have a problem, you know, but then maybe, you know, move the cat. Don't, you know, don't declaw it. But, you know, claws, they love their claws. They do. We had to have one cat declawed because when it was in renal failure, it wanted to, we had a tubing inserted subcutaneously, and the cat wanted to scratch that out. And I was like, look, let's make sure, you know, because I have to, you know, put IV fluid, or not IV fluids, but I had to put sub-Q fluids. I couldn't have him scratching out the thing. So in that case, we had to have him declawed. But other than that, wow, interesting. 1 year in prison. Whoa. Well, that's some serious stuff. Okay, now we were talking about men maybe having an unpleasant smell, right, if they have an STD. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, researchers in Russia, and this is revealed in the Journal of Sexual Medicine, say adult males with gonorrhea had a putrid smell, and women could detect it. Now, they weren't smelling underwear or the jock or anything like that. This is kind of interesting, okay? They've done studies, you know, with animals like rats and mice. They pick up chemical signals to avoid sexual contact with infected potential mates. So if a rat or mice had an infection of some sort, they would see that other rats and mice wouldn't go to them. But they haven't been able to study this in humans until now. So, and we all know that most STDs don't really have any symptoms. A lot of times men or women can carry them without knowing. Herpes, you kind of know. You got the vesicles down there, the blisters, it kind of hurts. Sometimes gonorrhea should burn. Sometimes chlamydia should burn, but for many it doesn't. So what they did is researchers collected, and again, this may gross you all out, but just be prepared. Researchers collected saliva and armpit samples from 16 healthy people, 13 gonorrhea infected, and 5 other men who had recovered from gonorrhea after medical treatment. So those were the 3 groups, 16 healthy, 13 with gonorrhea, and 5 who recovered. Healthy young female volunteers were asked to smell the sweat. Oh, gosh. Volunteers, so they didn't pay them? With the saliva samples, the researchers measured for concentrations of testosterone, cortisol, immunoglobulin G, immunoglobulin A. All right, all the male participants were 17 to 25, and the females were 17 to 20. Don't these guys have jobs? Don't they have anything better to do? Their aim was to determine whether females could distinguish pleasant and unpleasant armpit sweat smells, and whether the differences might be linked to gonorrhea infection, no infection, or recent. Now, this is what they found. The women described the odor from infected individuals as less pleasant compared to healthy and recently recovered men. A very high portion of the sweat samples from the armpits from the infected men were rated as putrid, rotten, or rancid. I couldn't tell the difference, but they could. And there was a negative correlation between odor, pleasantness, and concentration of salivary IgA and IgC, which has to do with your immune system and the way it fights infection. So anyway, women could tell if you had gonorrhea, if a man had gonorrhea, because their armpit sweat would smell worse. Okay, so what do we do with that? I guess people with gonorrhea have to wear more deodorant. What are we supposed to do with this article? What good does that do? All right, so I guess if you have gonorrhea, some women who have a good sense of smell, I'm going to tell you something, okay? Women have unbelievable, amazing senses. Okay, it's interesting because when I was in school, I could talk bad about a guy, you know, talk some crap about somebody. Guys wouldn't hear it. Girl, oh my gosh, these girls are my girlfriends or my enemies. They can hear me from across the classroom. I mean, women have, you know, like me, I actually have some hearing issues. I have, I've been told I actually need a hearing aid, but I don't want to do it because I'm too vain and too cheap. But I have the difficulty discerning sounds. It's called the cocktail party effect, even though it could happen in a classroom, it could happen at work, where a bunch of people are talking. I can't discern the words. But if it's quiet, like right now, we got Donovan working the dials. If Donovan talks to me in my headphones, I could hear him perfectly. But if he's talking to me while it's a there's a commercial going on or there's some sort of feed coming from my sound system or computer, I can't understand what he's saying. So I have to either read lips or I have to have no other sounds going on. And so the only thing is, which is really interesting, is after I got pregnant and had babies, I did develop some mama hearing. Now, mommy hearing is scary, right? Mommies have eyes on the back of their heads. They have mommy hearing. They smell. I could smell when my baby pooped or farted a mile away. It's just, I had those senses. And I had mama hearing, and just like my kids right now. We were in Walmart the other day, you know, picking up, you know, presents and wrapping paper, and I hear my boys two aisles down. All right, it was quiet because it was a quiet time at Walmart, if there is such a thing. And I hear one say, "Let's just buy mom a puzzle." I was like, "What? You know, you're gonna, for Christmas, Hanukkah, you're gonna buy me a puzzle?" It was almost like they didn't know what the heck to give me. First of all, you're in the toy section. You're not gonna find mommy a good present in the toy section. That's why you were at a loss, okay? You wanna get me something, you know, get me some, preparation H. I could use that, or get me some Excedrin migraine. That's the present I need. But no, in a toy section, of course you're at a loss. Anyway, so, the point was, I heard them two aisles down say, "Oh, let's just get her a puzzle." Okay, mommies have mommy hearing. All right, that's the point I'm trying to make. Okay, good. All right, what's this in the news? Lindsay Lohan's Playboy. Oh, my gosh. Why is this woman in the news? What talents does she have? She was a childhood actress. Is that why? Why is she in Playboy? Anyway, I guess Playboy is not happy because the cover has leaked and gone onto the Internet. And I guess Playboy was not supposed to come out with this magazine, of course, until next week. So now people know what the cover is. I think, of course, that's a plant. They always pretend like this wasn't supposed to happen. And, of course, that's their way of getting people excited. But, you know, you're using Lindsay Lohan, okay? Not that many people are excited. Not many people are excited about that. All right, so researchers are doing a 180 in this vitamin D. They're saying vitamin D is good for bones, right? We know that. Good for bone health. But they say it really may not cut cancer risk. All right, so this was a study published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. I'm sure you all read that daily. I don't. And researchers tracked the health of nearly 5,300 people over age 70. They divide them into four groups, depending on how much they took in terms of vitamin D. And among the people who took the vitamin D, 32 out of every 100 died during the study, while 33 out of every 100 people who didn't get vitamin D died as well. So you're going to die anyway. There were no differences in death from cancer or heart disease. Calcium proved unhelpful. So are we supposed to be popping? Didn't I just have to report a week or two ago that you need vitamin D for health and cancer and heart disease? Now, see, what are they doing? What are they doing? Do you need the vitamin D or you don't? I know what you need. You need the sun. I can't say it, because then someone's going to get melanoma and say, "Dr. Dye, you told me to go out without sunscreen." No, wear your sunscreen, but I think that's what we need. We don't need to be popping pills. All right. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Why would somebody want to fake a rape? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV.
Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Show Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Of course, please follow us on Twitter. Now, I want to also really quickly talk about this hospital in India. I think the death toll now is up to 90. Apparently, medical staff fled as flames and smoke filled up an Indian hospital on Friday. This was in the Indian city of Kolkata, formerly known as Calcutta. Now, police actually arrested 6 hospital officials on charges of culpable homicide because many of these patients died because the staff fled. Fire raged. Rescue workers on long ladders smashed through windows. Many people died from smoke inhalation and suffocation as opposed to being burned. Now, you know, you look at this and you're just horrified, and the death toll could be rising. How could, in a 190 patient bed hospital, that many people die? Why wasn't a system in place? What do you do if you're in a hospital? I mean, what do you do? Well, most hospitals, they actually have mechanisms in place. Like when I was training, every time the fire alarm went off, all doors shut. All patient rooms' doors shut and are well sealed, such that it gives you some protection, from what I understand, almost up to, I guess, in terms of smoke, I believe it could give you about 2 hours of protection, only maybe about 20 minutes from fire. But each room seals up and closes. Then the sprinkler system is supposed to go off. Okay, fire departments are supposed to respond usually by 4 minutes, but that's in America. I don't know what it's like in Calcutta. But usually, fire department should be there on time. The sprinkler system should be, you know, going off and putting out the fire. And, you know, patients in the rooms should be fairly safe. I believe the walls are supposed to have sheetrock, and there's supposed to be some sort of fireproofing and special doors that can also be a little fireproof. So, you know, most hospitals have some mechanisms in place. Plus, the staff know what to do. There is an evacuation plan. So I don't know what happened with this Indian hospital. It's kind of scary that many people could die. But it scares a lot of us, because we don't want to be in a hospital or on a ventilator, you know, and hoping that somebody who's not going to think of themselves first will get us out of there. But apparently a lot of people fled. There's been arrests. All right. Now, what had happened here with the psychologist? This is a weird story, okay? There's a prison psychologist accused of faking a rape and a robbery at her Northgate home in California because she wanted her husband to move. Okay, she wanted to live in a better area. All right. Her name is, I'm trying to find her right now, Lori Ann Martinez, 36 years old, has been charged with 2 counts of felony, criminal conspiracy in connection with a false report to police she made April 10th. What had happened, allegedly, was with the help of a friend, Nicole April Snyder, Martinez injured herself and hid personal belongings before calling police to report she had been raped and robbed. And, of course, she did it to convince her husband that they had to move to another neighborhood. Now, this Lori Ann Martinez is actually a senior supervising psychologist at California State Prison, Sacramento. So this is in Sacramento. Thornton said Martinez was moved to headquarters in May after allegations of the false report emerged. She still works there, right? She's, you know, running the psychology department, sounds like, at the California State Prison in Sacramento, yet she faked a rape and a robbery just so she could get her husband to move. Really, people can't communicate with their husbands? All right. I mean, move. Just say, can we move? You really don't have to do that. I don't know how long the husband's going to stay with her. All right. Looks like another wacko was here in Hollywood going out and shooting people driving down Vine Street and Sunset, that area of Hollywood, very, very busy section. And a gentleman who was driving a Mercedes got shot in the jaw. He's in critical condition but stable at Cedars of Sinai. I was born at that hospital when it was called Cedars of Lebanon, so I know the areas. I'm picturing all this happen. And they're saying witnesses, you know, saw a man just go and randomly shoot, but they thought it was a movie. I mean, it was so calm. This man was just, you know, walking around, just the man looked calm. It looked like something you would see out of a movie. And then LAPD jumped on it and shot him dead. But you know, just absolutely crazy stuff. I mean, you'd think you could be just driving to work or from work and something like this could happen. So it's pretty frightening. Now, another thing that was frightening in today's news was Jerry Sandusky's latest victim. Get this, is his 5-year-old grandson. All right. The 5-year-old grandson of Jerry Sandusky, the mother has actually now filed a complaint. She's also got a restraining order. Now, the mother is now the ex-wife of one of Sandusky's adopted sons, from what I understand. So she's the ex-daughter-in-law who filed a complaint. She's filed a restraining order, so Sandusky cannot go near any of her kids. And we don't have any new details yet. This was kind of breaking news today. So as we get more details, I'm just looking at this like, I mean, really? This is crazy, just absolutely crazy. Again, this is all alleged. You're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. You know, and again, you do wonder, this is the ex-daughter-in-law. I mean, if she wants to get back at the family, but, you know, that would be horrible if she's involving her five-year-old son, and it's not true. I mean, that would be horrible if it was true, too. So as we get more details on that, we will let you know. But, oh, my gosh, crazy. This is a crazy world. Now let's move on to the Virginia Tech shooter. So the Virginia Tech shooter that shot the police officer point blank, Derek Krause, is a 22-year-old part-time student from Radford University, a neighboring college. All right. Apparently, Mr. Ross Truett Ashley, 22-year-old part-time student, stole a sport utility vehicle at gunpoint from a real estate office in Radford. Then he dumped the car on the Virginia Tech campus. All right? That was, of course, after he shot the patrolman. All right. And then, let's see, he was wearing a pullover, wool cap, backpack. No motive yet. We still don't know what the motive was. Now, maybe, you know, if my show is delayed and you're hearing this another day, there may be a motive. But at this point, we don't. Unfortunately, the officer he shot was Derek Krause, 39 years old, trained firearms and defense instructor with a specialty in crisis intervention. He had been on the force for 4 years, joining after the 2007 massacre at Virginia Tech. Just crazy. Just absolutely crazy. We were talking the previous hour about how, you know, you just don't know. We were talking about how 1 in 3 people have been classified as having a mental disorder. And I'm not worried about people that have schizophrenia and bipolar that are medicated and under the care of a doctor. I'm worried about the people that have never been diagnosed. Those are the ones. And then you go back in hindsight and they go, oh, yeah, Jared Loeffner, who shot Congresswoman Giffords. Yeah, he was crazy, kid. Well, why didn't anybody do anything then? Why did anybody do anything then? You know, it blows your mind. I mean, Jerry Sandusky. All right, there's probably a chance that he doesn't have any psychological diagnosis in his health record. All right, and if the jury finds him guilty of sexual assault and he did assault all these children, you see what I mean? I mean, who should we be afraid of? Should we be afraid of the people that haven't been diagnosed with something? I mean, you could go crazy trying to figure out who the next victim is going to be, especially when these people just live next to us day to day, work with us next, you know, nobody knows. All right. A very sad case of a girl across the pond in Europe who was she was a teenager who went to the hospital having a pain in her leg, which had reddened. Now, the mom, Sue, said they waited about an hour and 20 minutes to see the doctor who sent her away with antibiotics and anti-inflammatory drugs. All right, so he probably thought of it as an infection or maybe a superficial phlebitis, but it doesn't sound like anybody ultrasounded her. All right, the ER doc said follow up with your GP within 24 hours if it's not any better, but the girl collapsed at home over that weekend about 12 hours later. The dad tried to revive her. Apparently, she died from a pulmonary embolism caused by the blood clot moving from her leg to her chest. Okay, sad story, and I know we're coming up on the end of the show, but real quickly, if you ever have swelling in your leg, make sure you get the doctor or ER to do an ultrasound. Make sure they tell you it's not a clot. Don't assume it's benign. Get that checked. All right, guys, great show. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay on board for one more hour.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.